Good morning of Friday morning, and we are with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us each week. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We're going to start with something called TransFinder, and it's now reporting 23 years of revenue growth, a good sign for a company that has to do with school busing routes.
That's right. TransFinder is a Schenectady-based software development company that helps school districts determine the best routes while tracking fuel consumption, maintenance costs, and vehicle replacement. The company reported $18.9 million in revenue last year, which was a 13% increase from 2019, making it its 23rd year of consecutive growth. CEO Antonio Civitella said the demand for the company's software has skyrocketed because many school districts realized that they needed help with the high-level uncertainty and the need for flexible route planning because of the pandemic and school closures. TransFinder added 131 new clients last year. More than half of those had previously been manually handling their route planning. Civitella expects 2021 to look similar to last year. The company is already getting inquiries from prospects, and he expects the first quarter to be full of product demonstrations. The company added 37 employees in 2020, 16 more than it added the previous year. And in April, TransFinder released Route Finder Plus, a cloud-based service that allows users to access it anywhere they have an internet connection. So besides making upgrades to its product in 2020, TransFinder also added the ability for virtual product training and hosted webinars with education leaders focused on navigating the pandemic.
From there, something optimistic. Condos, restaurant, marina planned on Saratoga Lake.
Yeah, New York Development Group is planning to redevelop the South Shore Marina at the southern end of the lake. The plan comes 2 years after the property in Malta went up for sale. All existing buildings on the property are planned to be demolished, which would clear the way for those condos, restaurant, and potentially a clubhouse and a fitness center. The developers are proposing a planned development district in Malta to accommodate the project with a mix of new and pre-existing uses that would also create public access to the lake. The proposed redevelopment is located on Route 9P near Plains Road. It has four single-family homes, a two-family home, South Shore Marina, and the Nostalgia Ale House and Wine Bar. 2020 has been a strong market for boat dealers. Marina operators at nearby Lake George are coming off record years. Although it's been tougher for restaurant and bar operators, there have been some exceptions. Last spring, at the northern edge of Saratoga Lake, 550 Waterfront Restaurant and Marina opened off Union Avenue in Saratoga. The $6.5 million restaurant had a very strong debut season despite the pandemic, which heavily restricted the number of guests that could be there at one time. The restaurant is on pause through the winter months, but plans a spring reopening. New York Development Group is working on its South Shore Marina project layout with Sophia Maruso of Plan and Site Consulting.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, as always, we thank you.
Thank you.